A group gathers around a long table inspecting 25 paper plates holding bright green herbs and powdery spices. Their task, identify as many as possible using sight and smell.
Oh, yeah, I know what number 24 is.
This exercise starts out Tawandra Lomax Brown's workshop on seasonings, flavorings, and marinades.
What do you think it is?
Cloves.
Right. These are your dried cloves.
An agent with Virginia Cooperative Extension, Lomax Brown is explaining the best ways to add flavor to food while cutting down salt, fat, and other unhealthy ways of cooking.
The basil has a licorice-like flavor, and you can kind of smell that licorice-y scent when you break it.
This session is part of 30 hours of training to become a master food volunteer. Modeled after the Master Gardener program, participants will use their new skills and knowledge to help the community.
They'll be prepared to help us with our nutrition education classes.
Kimberly Edmonds is a Virginia Cooperative Extension agent in Henrico County.
They may also be responsible for doing a nutrition workshop themselves to a particular audience that may include just basic nutrition education. It may also include some type of a food demonstration. And they will can also have the opportunity to bring programs or topics to us that they may see in their community that they would like to assist with.
Volunteers go to health fairs and do demonstrations at schools, nonprofits, and churches. It's a grassroots way to respond to high rates of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, and help educate more people about nutrition and how to prepare healthy foods.
Small steps are very important to, you know, they may not seem as important, but they really, over a period of time, can make a difference. And just those small things can change how an individual family might prepare and or purchase food.
Classes are hands-on, with volunteers preparing their own healthy lunch in a demonstration kitchen.
Anybody need fresh gloves?
On today's menu, white bean basil chicken chili and confetti pepper cornbread.
All right, we're ready for the onions and the garlic.
Garlic is here.
Students learn about food safety and knife skills, dietary guidelines and food labels, as well as trends in nutrition and how to eat on a budget. Other sessions teach them about food preservation, physical activity, and working with diverse audiences.
My name's Catherine Bracken. I'm from Amelia County, and I just this year started Master Gardening and found out about Master Food Volunteer and decided that I wanted to go into that.
Bracken will graduate from the Master Gardener program in January and thought combining the two classes would make her a better teacher.
I'm at a turning point in my life, so I was looking for direction and I decided that I wanted to learn as well as, you know, give back to the community because I've been blessed, so I wanted to bless others. So this was an opportunity for me to help out the community, help the extension offices, and basically get out and meet new people and just learn. Continue learning.
A way to learn, be social, and give back draws other participants too, like Claudia Muhlhaupt and Cynthia St. John.
I just like to be out in public and teach people and talk to people. Be out and tell people that it's possible. You can do things if you want to.
I volunteer now in elementary school, so I would really like to work, you know, with the children. And I think they absorb everything you tell them, and they take it home with them. And so I thought, you know, that'd be a good opportunity to combine both.
When their healthy lunch finishes cooking, the Master Food Volunteers take a break to eat their meal. And the verdict is in on the white bean basil chicken chili.
The white chili is very delicious, very light. Very spicy, but very filling, and good down-home cooking.
The Master Food Volunteer Program started at the Cooperative Extension in Kansas in 2002. Virginia adopted the program in 2009, and it's since spread to 10 counties with more than 120 volunteers. In Newport News, the Extension recently created a junior Master Food Program for youth 13 to 18 years old. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.